Hello, I'm Dr. Robert Warburton. I'm the Acting Dean of the College of Natural Science and Mathematics, and I teach biochemistry in the chemistry department.
Dan DeLell, I'm chair of the chemistry department.
And you have gotten noticed that quite an exciting thing has happened for the chemistry department. Explain what it is.
We have been in the process of getting a accreditation through the American Society for Biochemistry and Molecular Biology for our biochemistry concentration within the BS in chemistry. And we finally found out that we have now got full accreditation for the next 7 years. So that's the exciting news for us.
And so explain why this is exciting and what it means for students who are in this program.
Well, it gives them opportunities to have another accreditation to their name. It's useful for the department, obviously, for recruiting purposes. This is the first West Virginia school that has this accreditation. In addition, it's the first science program at Shepherd that has an accreditation. I would just add that they evaluated not just the chemistry program, but all the support programs like biology. You know, they evaluated our lab facility. So, you know, we had to meet some pretty strict standards in order to be able to get this accreditation.
What does the accreditation, what's it say about the department or about what you're doing here?
It's just a validation that we have a very qualified faculty and have very well-designed courses since we've been accredited by the main organization that accredits biochemistry and molecular biology programs.
Now, the students who are biochemistry majors, they're going to love this, can take another exam, which is basically put together by the ASBMB and is graded by members of that society, and that will then mark their degree with a degree of distinction. Now, that obviously is going to be something very nice for the resume, but if you're competing for a position in grad school, if you're competing for a position in a job, and you can say that my degree has a national accreditation and is now listed as a degree of distinction, that might be the thing that gets you the interview that you might not have gotten. So, as I say, not only does it help, as Dan says, on the recruiting side of the house, it also helps in these students when they leave here that perhaps they get into a graduate program or into a job that would not have been available to them or may not have been as competitive because they're coming from Shepherd, a small institution. Well, now it's a small institution with national accreditation. So that's a big deal. That's why it was exciting to me to see this piece.
What is it about the program that makes it great, unique, different?
Probably a unique feature of our program, at least compared to lots of others. This isn't unique at Shepherd, but it is unique that we require students to do a research project. And that is something that helps because, you know, it's more like the real world where instead of going into a lab in 1 week, do one experiment, then it's done. Next week, you go into another experiment. Here, they're on an actual project where nobody really knows whether it's going to work or not. That's why it's real. Lots of good ideas end up being a waste of time because you didn't know why it was a bad idea until after you started it.
And part of the accreditation documentation that we had to put together, we listed literally all the research projects that the biochemistry majors had done over the last 5-6 years or so. And they've been doing these kind of projects not only in-house but at WVU and at Marshall and NCI Frederick and all the way through that biotech corridor that Dan mentions, all the way through into the NIH and NIST and other programs. So we've taken advantage of our location, and I think that was part of the piece that the ASBMB thought was quite interesting was the fact that we did have this placement of our students, but also the availability of grants and grant opportunities that the faculty have written, not only for students to do research, but for them to continue and do their research also.
A topic that comes up a lot is innovative cancer research projects, gene editing projects. Okay, these are all state-of-the-art project. I mean, this is stuff that's done in major research labs, and our students are either doing it here or often people have gone to a WVU or Marshall and been involved in groups that do that. So it's state-of-the-art type of work. It's not just classical chemistry that could have been done 50 years ago. It's really up to date.